All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As you can see, we're posted up outside of America's wetlands.
We are. There's my fan boat from a previous venture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go previous venture. So I figured we would test the water here.
Ooh.
You know how they have those water tests that you can do on a pool or on a lake?
Yeah, like a little vial and you put a strip inside of it? Yeah.
Yeah, like a little litmus kind of thing for this. And I've taken all the different attributes of water and matched them up to these games. So depending on how, you know, pure this water is or polluted this water is, it will correspond to a game on this handy chart.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I assume this is just going to be fine, so I'm going to dip this vial into the water with my ungloved hand.
You got to get real deep water.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Like, the water at the bottom is different.
Oh, okay. All right. No. Okay. Yep. There you go. I got a little bit of that water in my mouth here.
Oh, it's probably all right.
That's probably fine. Here you go, bud.
No. Okay, let me... Ooh.
What? What oh?
Ooh.
I'd prefer...
You're not planning... Cole, this is going to sound like a question, but I just need you to take it as a statement. You're not planning on having kids.
I mean, not at the moment. You never know if you're going to, you know, meet the right person. Well, and Oh, no, that's not a question. That's a statement.
The test results are not good based on what you have in your mouth.
Okay. Well, I wish I hadn't swallowed a whole bunch of it and mailed a few bottles back home.
Did it taste good at least?
No, but nothing good for you does.
Yeah, that's true. Just assume because it tastes bad, it's probably rich in vitamins.
Yeah.
It's spinach water. It turns out the game we're playing is the Toxic Crusaders for the Sega Genesis.
Oh, no.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
Missing the Adric Suffering, where I still haven't made that Twitter thread.
Yep.
To get new intros.
It's easy to forget to do, because we forget everything we say when we're on the show. Hey, Gary, what was that laugh?
That was me. That was my Toxic Crusading laugh. I was just happy about the Toxic Crusaders.
this is the laugh I make when a Toxic Crusader is near.
Yeah. Whenever I think about, I'm like Frodo's sword.
Okay.
You know, the sting or whatever that glows and orcs are nearby.
Right.
Whenever a Toxic Crusader is about, I go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is a Gary joint. You brought this one here to us. This is Toxic Avenger. We're playing the Genesis version. Kind of wish you didn't. I know we're just here to talk about the Toxic Avenger, property itself, or the Toxic Crusader property itself, but this game is not very good.
It's pretty bad.
It's hilarious just how often you get meet Joe blacked by a car in this. Yeah.
It does happen a lot. Why like the number one death of Toxic Avenger is just getting hit by a car. Like, he's a normal guy. Like, he goes off and fights a bunch of mutants and stuff with a mob, but he's more likely to die in a car accident than that.
Yeah,
statistically, you know.
Yep.
It's very strange. This is a trauma video game.
It is.
Did you go through a trauma phase as a kid? Do you know trauma?
I've dabbled in trauma, just as a matter of course. My trauma phase was like college when I was starting to get into like trashy cinema. Never like had a bunch of this stuff, but like, I don't know. There's a certain age where you're like, hey, we're gonna watch Toxic Avengers because it's fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was my trauma phase.
Yeah. The same basically. I've never been like super fan or anything like that. But when you first learn about the existence of these like trashy, you know, movies that have tits and violence and bad special effects, like, you get kind of excited, you know, or at least I did, and then watch them and then kind of forgot about it. And then prior to that, I got into the cartoon because it was part of the like gross wave.
I love the gross wave. So like sitting firmly between like the kind of sanitized grossness of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where it's in a mm-hmm. sewer, but not a lot of attention is called to it.
There's so little shit in the Ninja Turtles. Like if you watch that cartoon only, you think turtles don't defecate.
Nope.
But they totally do.
They do is the thing. Yeah. But I don't know, like maybe this, no, I mean, it's like cartoons definitely got grosser, but like Ren and Stimpy, though it was a grosser show, was not like explicitly about gross things, you know?
Yeah. Or like Madballs or Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah,
you know, has some DNA with this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like, what if a bunch of mutant gross freaks
mm-hmm.
fought crime?
Yeah,
you know, and you watch the cartoon, which I recommend everybody do on YouTube. Not least of which because of the really hard to figure out theme song. Two episodes in a row where we're talking about that weirdness.
Yeah,
but it's real bland. There's a lot of shtick. Like the beginning of it begins with like a guy not knowing how to put on a tie. And I'm like, hey kids, like, this cool thing about the mutants who fight with ooze and stuff. One of them doesn't know how to tie a tie. Is it relatable? Buffoon. Ask your dad.
Yeah.
You know, like, ask your old mother if you don't get this joke.
Yeah.
Weird. Mooners like, bullshit.
Yeah. Let's just bring in some of the blandest writers from the most anodyne sitcoms to write our eco-friendly show, I guess.
It's also part of the eco wave.
Oh yeah,
of the '90s. Like the '90s had the booger man, you know, gross out zone, mm-hmm. and then the hey kids, you had to become environmental warriors zone. Yeah. And this was definitely a big part of the Captain Planet-ism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although Captain mm-hmm. Planet definitely had longer legs than this. I don't know that like you're gonna talk to anybody who is like younger than us who has any real knowledge of this show, because this was like it was like a one season thing, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, this was a huge failure.
I have seen the cartoon of this, I mostly remember it because it had really cool toys.
The toys are incredible.
Oh, I love the toys.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So we should go down the cast of this. It's a shitty platformer with driving parts.
Yeah.
We should go down the cast of the cartoon though, real quick. And then just kind of go through these guys because it's a real crew.
It is.
We got going on here.
Yeah.
Starting off with Toxie, voiced by Roger Bumpass. Dude's literal name is Bumpass, dude.
Yeah. I think it might be. God, he really does look like a Bumpus. Yeah.
Yeah, he totally like this guy. I've never seen a more of a Bumpus than this Bumpus.
Yeah.
Bumpass.
Oh, he voices Squidward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's
of the Squidward Bumpasses.
Yes, of the Squidward Bumpasses. Voiced the chief in Carmen. Yeah, no, he's a guy. Yeah.
Did you say he voiced the chief in Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah. He voiced a chief in Carmen Sandiego. Okay. Yeah.
He's saying this isn't like gumshoes. Like he's not that chief. He's not my chief.
It's where on earth is Carmen Sandiego? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, you know, pretty fun action figure came with a cool mop mm-hmm. skateboard. Then we got No Zone.
Yep.
No Zone is a test pilot who flew through a hole in the ozone layer and crashed into a silo of radioactive pepper, making him lose one of his feet, which is just a thing that can happen.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to do this through mutant reasons. And gives him super sneezes through like his gigantic nose.
Because he fell into pepper.
Yeah, radioactive pepper.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta keep this radioactive pepper. It was probably pepper that was spent like in a nuclear plant.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Nozo looks like a sad dinosaur is what he looks like.
He's really unnerving looking, but he grooves a lot in this first episode of the show where he's like, maybe they'll replace one of your legs with a wheel, and then he does like some cool tricks in a way that like I really want Medium to get a hold of for
we've got Major Disaster. This is literally just Swamp Thing. He's a soldier fell into a radioactive swamp and got the ability to control plants.
Yes. And he is the one who was having difficulty tying his bolo tie before the big singing competition dumbass cartoon.
Gary, look at his body.
Yeah, he's incredible. Headbanger, which is my favorite of the toys.
Oh my god, I love my Headbanger toy. I'm so happy that I still have it. I went and checked.
Oh, you still have Headbanger?
I still have Headbanger, dude.
That owns.
Yeah.
I would like to get a whole set of these toys, but they are expensive now because they're well loved.
Yes. Yeah.
Headbanger owns.
Mm-hmm.
It's a doctor, like a very evil German doctor, like probably ex-Nazi scientist.
Right, right. Oh, he got paper clipped. You know, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Getting fused to a surfer, aka a surfer like singing telegram boy.
You know, like exists.
like you do. And he was surfing and he knocked him and the doctor into an atom smasher that combined their bodies. So it's just like this gross two-headed dude who are kind of friends and kind of enemies. It's a little bit like a Firestorm, the Nuclear Man.
Yeah.
Except they both the heads existed at the same time.
What if it was, you know, two heads and they shared a body and it was kind of the odd couple.
What's the opposite of a scientist?
Yeah.
A singing telegram surfing boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the action figure for Headbanger because like the scientist, you just kind of like green whatever. The surfer guy, the Fender looks deranged. It looks like he's in the Black Hole Sun video. It's great.
He's somehow like more deformed than the rest of these.
Uh-huh.
You know, more deformed than Nozone. Like, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he used to be a villain. And the reason why he defected to the Toxic Crusaders is because the girls like the Toxic Crusaders more.
Hey.
Like, this guy literally joined the team and broke good to get laid. And he's half mad scientist and then half surfer, like singing telegram, like golem. Like, is fucking disgusting, but he wanted to dip his wick, so he decided to become a Toxic Crusader.
Hey, you know, this is what no pussy does to a Toxic Crusader.
No fat month has been really tough on the mutants. And then we have Junkyard, who is a werewolf.
Yes. Yeah.
A junkyard dog and a homeless man took shelter in the junkyard's kennel that was covered in toxic waste, and lightning struck, merging them together into a humanoid dog.
Sorry. So. here's a homeless man. Oh, fuck.
And then our villain crew.
Mm-hmm.
Most notably, Dr. Killamoff, who is really cool. This is also a really cool action figure because he wears like a slick suit and he has four arms.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. The rest of them, which I only kind of remember.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one season, so they just had they just had, you know, maybe one or two episodes a piece on them, like Mayor Max Grody, Paluto.
Yeah, Paluto. I like Bonehead, Bonehead was a bullying Earth punk who was one of the gang who laughed at Melvin's tutu incident.
Who's
He later attempts. I think Melvin is Toxie.
Okay.
He's our main dude.
Yeah,
Melvin
yeah.
Junko.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets thrown into a barrel of acid rain, which turns him into a skeleton.
God, I just love how they just like, okay, we've got all these keywords, right? It's basically magnet poetry. All right, so ozone layer, acid rain, and then just let's just mix all of these people up, all of these up, and then those are the origins. It is so Captain Planet.
It's very Captain Planet, and it's like it's Captain Planet, but because it's Troma, there's a little horniness to it. Like all the characters are constantly obsessed with getting the girl.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
So much so that Toxie's got this girlfriend, Yvonne, who is like a stereotypical cartoon blonde girl who plays the accordion and has a nasal voice. Who sings a little like Judy Tenuta Hey Kids esque song at the end of every episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's your motivation in the game. You know, Yvonne's been kidnapped and you gotta go get her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the first episode, she's doing a singing competition for Sopranos and breaks all the plates in the Toxic Avengers' horrible little shanty hut that he lives in with all his friends.
As if it's not bad enough friends. In here.
Like, yeah. Just like, oh, you broke all my plates. Like, would you invite me to live in your human home? Oh no, okay. I'm sorry, I won't ask again.
Do you know how hard it is to find intact dishes at the dump? People don't throw away dishes that are not broken.
Yeah, every once in a while there's a box of mostly broken dishes that has one or two complete dishes.
Yeah,
I've been collecting these for years. They even there's actually an episode of this that they made fun of Captain Planet.
Oh, cool.
Where a superhero called Mr. Earth shows up and tries to help the Toxic Crusaders, but fucks everything up.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Earth fucked it up.
Yeah. I don't remember that one. I would be curious if that was actually a critique of Captain Planet. Not that they have a lot of, not that they have a lot of ground to stand on, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
I really wanted to play as this dipshit crew in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you just get to play as a Toxic Crusader, Toxic mm-hmm. Avenger rather.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be cool if they all had different powers and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Or if you could switch mm-hmm. between them? Yeah, or even just like different weapons, do it like TMNT for NES kind of thing.
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, but no, you're just you know, like what if you fought a big bee who followed you around? And there's a helicopter. And here's some dudes, and then there are some cars you can't avoid.
Yeah. It is a bummer. And it doesn't have its own Wikipedia page
mm-hmm.
for the game. It's hard to tell exactly everyone who's behind this.
Right.
Developed, produced by Bandai and Sega.
Yes. The Genesis version was, developed by Infogrames Europe.
Okay.
I can
see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The designers for this. So like the main guy, one of them went on to become senior manager, on the team of God of War 2018. Yeah. This person, went on to, make good video games. Most of them did. Most of them had careers after this.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. I was about to say that shouldn't be,
like stop them. Like how can we take that away from them?
Can we go back in time?
Yeah.
One
of the persons on the message board for the Genesis version, the title is just "I won't lie to you," and they just say that they like the game, but their handle is "Have Painkillers."
Missing painkillers, need painkillers.
It's a pretty dark handle.
Yeah.
But the message board is just two people admitting their love.
Yeah, yeah. Like you usually get. At the very least, this is two people saying like, oh, I actually like this game. Not you know, cramering in like it's moral outrage. Why don't people like this game?
Yeah. Yeah. The reviews are pretty universally trashed. Yeah.
I do like the review by Falsehead, though, which starts out, oh, good grief. Not content with producing some of the worst movies in cinema history, the team from Troma Films give us one of the worst video games ever made. Like, hey, do you think Troma cares that you think they make bad movies? Because, like, the thing that is, like, charming about them is that Troma understands exactly what they make and who they make it for.
Yeah, it's really, like, most of the review of this is talking about Troma movies and how that should warn you off of the video game.
Right.
It's a real, like, imagine watching, like, one of those movies and being like, oh, this was trying to be Avengers. Right. You know, like, the it's not Tommy Wiseau.
Right.
You know, and for all the, I'm not saying that makes it better necessarily. Like, mm-hmm. I generally like my trash to be unaware.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm not like a mega Troma fan or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just had a phase because I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Of a certain age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of critique proof. Like, mm-hmm. it's not the kind of thing that you can just be like, oh man, these production values are shitty.
Well, it's like making fun of a clown. Like, good, nice makeup. Who did that? Okay. You? Yeah. You? Okay.
Who did that? Did you do it in front of a mirror backstage to sad music?
Hey, dipshit, your shoes are too big.
Yeah. like the idea of roasting clowns. The clown roast.
Clown roasts are different. You got to do those in international waters.
Yeah, you get the whatever that guy is, the Jeff guy, who does all the roast, coming there. And oh,
Jeff,
and, like,
Jeff field, Ross.
Yeah. Jeff Ross field dressing a human clown.
Mm-hmm. You got to get the sad clowns because they've marinated in their own tears. It's like doing a brine wash. Yeah.
You can't eat their livers though, because they're too riddled with cirrhosis.
Yeah. I mean, so we should probably say, like, Toxic Avenger is a really fucked up movie. Like, it's a straight up like horror exploitation. Like, it's not a snuff film because it's not actually killing real people. But like the whole idea of it is that this guy who was turned into a monster, like exact extremely gory revenge on people who deserve it.
He avenges.
Yes.
Like, it's, you know, it's not just like he goes, the ego thing is entirely invented for the cartoon.
Yes.
This is about getting revenge on bullies, in really gruesome ways.
Yeah.
Bullies are names like Bozo and Slug. And he just, you know, does really horrible things to them.
Yeah.
They're remaking it next year.
Huh. Trauma or?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've not seen a modern Trauma thing.
He still does them, which is weird.
Huh.
Like, I guess they're still coming out. Like, who's the audience for this for? Because I feel like teens are different now.
Teens are very different. Like, you're not going to get them to sit down for a 90-minute movie.
Yeah. And not for one of these movies.
Like, yeah.
Most why would a teen watch this? They can just, like, get together with all their friends and watch Sallow. Like, this is nothing to them.
Yeah.
It's like kids these days, it's 120 days of Sodom or bust. Like, anything less is just like, what's the point? I don't even have to get my dick out. Like, it's not even a thing.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah. Just gonna, you know, just a little Timmy and Tommy up the road, just inviting friends over to watch a Serbian film. Like,
yeah. Jesus. You know, just like, they, I'm just saying that the thrills that they get.
Yeah.
Now, this would be nothing to them.
Yeah.
Like, this is basically a TikTok. TikToxic Avenger?
TikToxic Avenger. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
if you hear a bunch of kids, like, you know, in a circle, like, laughing, they're just talking about how weird how weird Willem Dafoe's dick looks in Antichrist.
And if you look in the middle of that circle, there's a good chance that there's like a picture of Willem Dafoe's dick, or Willem Dafoe like tied up, like hogtied with his dick out. Probably bisected.
Probably
by teens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Probably Jim Rose psycho circused his dick.
So what I'm saying is, you got these kids when they say LOL BME, they're saying, you know, laughing out loud at the BME Extreme Pain Olympics.
Yeah. let's torture bomb.
Yeah.
Like, that's their whole thing. This would be very quaint to them. What was when you were growing up, what was the like bad, you know, so bad it's good movie that you watched, like, as a kid with your friends?
Like, as a kid with friends, that wasn't really something.
For a teen.
As a teen, it really wasn't something that we got into, like, doing that. By the time I was like watching movies with people, it was like, oh, let's watch Harold and Kumar was kind of like the thing, or like Grandma's Boy or something like that. You know, stuff that was like, I mean, not good, but also like not, you know, not intentionally designed to be shocking. Like, I didn't get attuned to the, you know, to The Room, you know, until like I saw it, and until I literally saw Tommy Wiseau and on Tim and Eric. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of an age thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like this kind of like trash, like VHS trash garbage thing is a generational thing that, like, we made a lot of jokes about it, but it is a thing that I think is going away.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Looking at Troma's like filmography, most of what they've put out over the past several years have been shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because there's no way to watch them.
Yeah.
Like, if a theater is showing local Oscar shorts, you might be able to see them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe possibly.
When I was a kid, we watched a movie called The Gourmet Zombie Chef from Hell.
Okay.
A lot, from 1986. A svelte hour and 7 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
The tagline, he has a reason to keep his sauces secret.
Okay.
And is about a zombie cannibal who opens a seafood restaurant.
Cool.
That is what we watched, as me and Derek and our friend Doug, for low budget horror.
Yeah.
Geez,
why a seafood restaurant in particular?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
The other tagline for it, so he has a reason to keep his his sauce's secret. The other tagline, I'm looking at the cover for the first time since I was like 13 and it's fucking sending me.
Okay.
But is dining out can be a permanent experience. Is it a play on an expression or something that I've heard?
A permanent experience.
What does that mean? Dining out can be a permanent experience.
That's not even a double entendre. If somebody if somebody told me like, oh, it's going to be a permanent experience, like, no, like there's no way in which that can be considered good.
Yeah, I don't really know what, like, I guess if you're dining out and you do get killed by the gourmet zombie chef from hell.
Yeah.
Then it is permanent.
Tagline. He's a zombie who will kill you.
Yeah. Like. Yep. Yeah. It's time for the death zombie. You know, are you guys prepared for the kill monster?
Oh wow. Oh, I that looks like a Nintendo Power cover, Gary.
Doesn't it? It's really charming.
It
does look like something that I made with stuff around my house.
Yeah,
like
that is a sculpy hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
You know,
the movie was really boring, even an hour and 7 minutes.
I'm sure because that's the secret about a lot of these movies. Like you can sit down and watch Troll 2, but like the thing about Troll 2 is it's fucking boring.
Well, it's a weird thing that like you realize like when people are bad at making the flash for movies, they're also really bad at pacing and like the other things that make movies good.
Yes. Yeah. You know, as I'm thinking about this, I really screwed up the answer when you asked like, oh, did you ever have any of these that you watch with kid, you know, with your friends, you know, when you were young? And of course I did. It was just whatever they put on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd go over and just like that would come on like on Saturday mornings and Saturday nights, and we would just sit and watch that that's what it would be, you know.
I've said before, prior to me learning about Mystery Science Theater 3000, we had Sven Gulli, who was at the Midwest Gaming Classic.
He was in full costume and he was committed to it. I really enjoyed just watching him do his thing around the con.
Yeah, I love Sven Gulli. Yeah. And then we would watch all these like horrible, horrible movies. Like there's one about an evil TV called The Twonky. and it presupposes that Twonky is like a word you use for like doodad or gadget.
Okay.
So a guy sees the TV and he's like, that's not a TV. That's a Twonky. That's a Twonky. And then the TV comes to life and like does dishes and stuff. It's like also really boring, but that's, you know, Sven Gulli made it fun.
Yeah, of course, you know, man, that is like that job, the schlock VJ, because, you know, here in Northern Ohio, we had Goulardi, famously the father of P.T. Anderson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm looking at Goulardi right now,
you know, like most people, like everybody knows about Elvira and, specifically, Vampira.
Joe Briggs.
Yep.
The shitty one who's like, I think his politics got bad.
Yeah.
No. Goulardi's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this shit, man, can you imagine being like, that's one of the coolest things about Gremlins too, is you get to, they have that like grandpa or uncle vampire or whatever he's called who does that stuff. Like that would be the dream job.
Yeah.
Like dressing up as some kind of ghoul and introducing old movies.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Good God. Like, why are we still doing this?
I know, right? It's because local television is the thing.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But
it's like, I don't want to denigrate how much work went into doing what they did, because I'm sure, you know, it wasn't nothing. But like the amount of people who like know these people's names versus kind of how much input went into that and how long they were on the air. You know, like just to become beloved local figures like a Sven Gulli or a Goulardi. Man, I like just pats off heroes.
Yeah. There's the one guy, the haunted house we used to go to back when that was a thing. Here. Baron von Glolo was kind of this kind of figure. I'm saying this now. I don't know if he's gotten involved in like a Portland sex scandal or whatever.
Right.
If he has, you know, please gently correct me. I'm not promoting him on purpose.
Yeah.
But that guy was like, do you remember seeing him around the haunted house?
Like No, I don't.
Suit, scary sunglasses or scary contact lenses. Like
No, I don't recall.
He's one of these. Yeah, so that is the way you get to be one of these now, is you start a haunted house.
Hmm. Yeah. I bet you there's not a lot of room for newcomers in this in this space. I think it might be kind of a shark tank.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. How fucked up is it that, like, you and I and a lot of people roughly in our cohort and, like, you know, came after, grew up with, like, all this ecocentric media that presented, you know, pollution as, like, this highly visible thing that evil people with names that match what they were going to do, like, clearly, like, why would anybody let them do this thing? There's just, like, highly visible heinous things that were committed by clear villains, and that has absolutely nothing to do with the reality of, like, what pollution is or the danger that exists.
They were trying to train kids to, like, see somebody littering on the street, you know, and then, like, gang tackle them. You know, it's like a bunch of kids. And I bought all of this stuff hook, line, and sinker.
Same.
And let me tell you, didn't do a whole lot.
No.
You know, because we're still gonna die.
Yeah, because, like, while I was sweeping up, while I was going around, sweeping up, like, cigarette butts and condoms after high school football games, around the bleachers and stuff, carbon. Was filling the air, and now we're all fucked. So
yeah, we got played.
Yep.
We got extremely played. Mm-hmm. It's a real bummer.
Yeah. Didn't mean to throw too much, water on our whole thing here, but yeah, just as I was thinking about the Toxic Avenger, really, really pretty fucked.
Yeah. It's a shame that it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Yeah, boy, that sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a depressing couple of days in the news.
It has.
Yeah. I've been trying to avoid.
Yeah. You
know, as my state goes back into, like, lock, you know, a stage closer to lockdown again.
Yeah.
And stuff.
No. You know? So, nothing's going to get better.
There's a cool couple of week period there in which I can go to an arcade.
I know, right?
Yeah. Thank God that's over. But it's too hot to go outside. Also, because of summers here suck now. So.
Yeah, you're in a heat dome, that didn't used to be the case. No, where our real feel or whatever is above 100 right now. Like, woke up today to a phone alert saying, like, yeah, don't go outside if you can help it. So
it's fucking ludicrous. Mm-hmm. I wish the Toxic Avengers were here right now so I could yell at them for not fixing this.
Right?
Why didn't that guy who was half scientist, half singing Telegram surfer take care of this?
Yeah, they had the power, but they just decided, no, I would rather get laid.
I guess now I get it. I didn't think of that, but, like, that's what I was doing instead of saving the earth as well. I want to save the earth. I want to prevent the birth. Just get a condom.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Do you think that Toxic Avenger is sterile, or do you think he still has to wear rubber?
I think he's five times as fertile.
As potent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a rubber that can contain him. I think he blows the back out of all of them.
You can probably see the sperm, like, undulating under his sack.
No, the individual sperms are visible. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, extremely visible. Like,
yeah. It's like little betta fish. Yeah.
Yeah. And like betta fish, you can't keep them, you know, they grow to the size of their container. So unlucky for us, he's got giant balls.
Undulating.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to come out single file. It's really fucked up.
there's a scrum for it. He makes an appointment for each one to individually nut. Yeah. And that's probably why he's so cranky.
Probably, yeah.
Probably just hitting people with mops and shit. That's no fun.
You know? I love that his weapon's a fucking mop. Like, it's like in the game, it's a mop that turns into a ray gun. Like,
yeah, it makes slightly more sense than just hitting people with a mop and this shallow beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Thanks, me.
Yeah.
For bringing this game to our attention. Mm-hmm. If people like this show, they should go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah, and once there, you can get bonus episodes of this show and access to whole other bonus shows like Bonfireside Chat and Unfilmable, premium episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs as of the day we're recording. The premium episode about Chrono Trigger just went up. You want to hear us talk about one of the most beloved video games of all time?
We know you do. You no. very much do. Mm-hmm. You can also leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict.
Yeah, or tell your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think so. And until next time, watch out for beta sperm.